Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's Q104. Good morning, Bill and Alyssa. Yeah, last night I exercised remarkable restraint. I showed self-control. I resisted the urge. So my son, Will, who's 14, he had a baseball game last night.
Okay.
And we were driving home from North Royalton about 8:30 at night. Mm-hmm. And he's like, Dad, I'm so hungry. I'm so hungry, Dad. And I'm like, we'll be home in about a half hour, and then I'll make you something to eat when we get home. Mm-hmm. He's like, I can't wait. I can't wait, Dad. I'm so hungry right now.
That's too long.
And he had a long afternoon, so I'm like, okay, where do you want to stop? And he's like, Taco Bell.
Ooh.
And I'm like, oh no.
Uh-oh.
Oh no. Because Taco Bell's my favorite.
Oh, okay. So did you just stop at the T-Bell last night?
I did. And I ordered 4 soft tacos for him, and he wanted that and a Baja Blast.
Nice choice. He's already got a good order. Start him young.
And I got nothing.
Oh! You didn't get anything at all?
No.
What?
That's my amazing restraint.
Wow. I thought that you were at least going to like get just one. You could have just one.
No.
No.
No, it's either it's all or nothing for me. Like, I can't just have a little bit. It's like potato chips. I can't just have one. If I'm going to get one taco, I need 5.
That's fair. I don't think I've ever gone to Taco Bell and just gotten one taco. I don't really think it's possible.
But even Paula was surprised when I got home. She's like, how did you not get anything at Taco Bell?
Yeah, if you're already in the line and it's your favorite, good for you.
I know. I'm so proud of myself.
Pat yourself on the back, Bill. Good job.
And then Will's like, he saw the receipt and he's like, it's $10 for Taco Bell. And he's like, boy, that's cheap. And I'm like, cheap?
Oh, wow.
I'm like, I don't know.
If only he saw it back in the day.
Yeah, like, what could you...
I remember I could go to Taco Bell with, like, a $5 bill and get, like, 5 tacos.
Yeah, it's the Baja Blast, which probably throws it off a little bit. I think that was, like, $3.95.
It is worth it, though. It really does pull the whole meal together.
But, yeah, I mean, I would go... You remember, I don't know if Taco Bell still does this, the 12-pack of tacos. Do you remember that?
They do.
They still offer that?
Yeah, I know that for a fact, because Bryce and I... just got that recently. Yes.
Yeah, I would go order the 12-pack of hard shell tacos.
Mm.
And I would eat that all by myself in one sitting.
That's why I call it the taco box of shame.
I never felt shameful.
Well, that's good at least.
Ever. I enjoyed it very much. All right, so thank you for coming back this morning, the Q Morning Show. On the way, we've got I think lots of things to talk about. We're going to, a lot of times when we're talking about something on the show and we run out of time, we got to put pins in things. I think we're going to unpin some things this morning and get into some conversations. We have good vibes on the way. Hash it out a little bit later on this morning. And you versus Alyssa, head-to-head trivia, 7:55 and 8:55 this morning during Alyssa's College of Knowledge. The Q Morning Show. T-Swift. The Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. During this time of year, I know parents might be struggling to find things to do with their kids during the summer to keep them entertained all summer long. Dave and Buster's just dropped a summer season pass.
Ooh, okay.
And I like this. It lets you play unlimited video games every single day through September 1st.
What?
And it starts at $70.
What? That feels like a steal.
For unlimited video games.
Wow.
Have you been to a Dave & Buster's recently?
Yes, actually. This is like, Bryce and I really, really like going to Dave & Buster's. That's one of our favorite like date night locations.
I think I like going there too because the boys enjoy it. But the last time I was there, I want to say it was right around my birthday.
Uh-huh.
And I just wanted, I was with my mom and we were going to go out to dinner, but we needed to kill some time. So we went to Dave & Buster's and it's me and my mom and the four boys. And so I bought each of the boys, I think I just bought them like $20 each. So they each got a $20 card, which I think it added like 100 tokens on it.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And so I bought, so that's $40. And then I go to the bar with my mom. We sit down, we order a drink. Drew comes up to us and he's like, I'm out.
Oh, no.
I'm like, you ran through your 100 tokens.
What?
In less than 10 minutes?
What was he playing?
I have no idea. No idea what he was playing.
Oh my gosh.
But he's clearly not good at it.
Whatever it is.
But yeah, you go through those tokens pretty quickly at Dave & Buster's.
Mm-hmm.
And so that gets expensive. So an unlimited pass, summer season pass at Dave & Buster's, I'm in.
Yeah.
Count me in.
I love a good deal. Also, soak up the AC at Dave & Buster's for free. Love that too.
You love places with air conditioning.
I really do in the summer. I really try to keep my AC off as long as I can.
Dochi, anxiety, the Q Morning Show. Throwback Thursday on Q104. Darude.
Sandstorm.
It is called Sandstorm, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. There's a typo on this.
What does it say?
Sandstorm.
No. Nope, that's not it.
It's not Sandstorm. It's Sandstorm. I'm the only one that can see the typo, but that's what the song is labeled at in the computer.
I believe you.
Sandstorm.
I was telling Bill, Sandstorm was almost my senior song. It came in second place when we voted on it.
Oh, yeah, senior songs.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot about those. So you vote. What did you vote on then if it wasn't Sandstorm?
Oh, it ended up actually being a whole thing. We voted on The Show Goes On, Lupe Fiasco, but the school didn't like that song. So they changed it to Senioritis by Red Jumpsuit Apparatus.
Wow. Now, why would they choose those particular songs? Like, did they have meaning or were they just popular at the time or what?
Show Goes On, Lupe Fiasco, that one was just really hot at the moment. And it was like, kind of just like the show goes on and we're all graduating and stuff.
Right.
And then what? Senioritis, Red Jumpsuit Apparatus. I don't know that any students picked that. I want to say that the teachers like put that on the like ballot and it didn't really get any votes, but that's the one that they liked the most. So that's the one that we got. I do wish that we would have had Sandstorm though, because I think that would have been iconic.
I liked our senior song. You want to know what it is?
Yes.
Belong together. And you know that I'm right. Do you even know that song?
No. Why do you play? Who is it?
Boys to Men.
Okay.
End of the Road.
Oh.
That was our senior song.
Okay, if you would have let it get to the chorus, I wouldn't have known the band, but I would have known the song.
But that's what I thought the senior song was supposed to be. I thought it was supposed to have like some meaning. Like End of the Road. By Boys to Men. The year before, the class before me, that graduated before me, their senior song was "I Remember You" by Skid Row.
Oh,
dating myself and naming songs that Alyssa has no idea.
I have no clue.
I just thought they were supposed to have like some sort of a sentimental meaning.
They probably are, but Bill, you got to keep in mind, I come from the generation that created memes. Like, we don't take anything too seriously, so that's why we really wanted to see Sandstorm be our senior song in 2011.
All right, yesterday in the show, during the show, this was late in the show yesterday, Alyssa and I were in a conversation about, we talked about making beds, making our bed every day. And Alyssa mentioned, we never make our bed at home, she and Bryce. And I have to say that our bed is pretty much a disaster almost every day too. But there's a specific reason for that. And I told Alyssa, it's because my wife told me we sleep like the Swedish do.
To which, of course, my natural question is, what do you mean?
Right. But we ran out of time talking about that, so we put a pin in it. But now we're taking that pin out. And I want to tell you, because when my wife said that, I'm like, what are you talking about? I have no idea what you're saying. She's like, we sleep like the Swedish. And so I Googled it, and she's absolutely right. It's the Scandinavian sleep method.
It sounds so fancy.
It's where you share a bed, but you use separate duvets or blankets instead of a single large blanket.
Okay, I like that.
Because I told you, I was mentioning to Alyssa yesterday that, okay, so we have our bottom sheet, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then we have our top sheet. I like the top sheet. Paula does not. So on her side of the bed, the top sheet is essentially her bottom sheet. It lays there flat. She doesn't get underneath it. I'm the only one that gets underneath the top sheet. And then instead of having one giant blanket or duvet that covers the bed, we each have our two own separate blankets.
So you really are doing the Scandinavian method.
I have a blanket and a duvet. She has a blanket and a duvet. And so it's almost like impossible to make the bed because
you've got double the blankets.
There's so many blankets up there. It's like, well, I mean, I guess if you wanted to, you could lay them all out flat and then just do it that way. And I think that's what she does when she absolutely has to make the bed. But otherwise, our bed is just a mess of sheets and blankets.
See, that's how I like to keep it, though. I prefer to keep it like that because then it's always just calling my name. It always looks so comfy. And then when I'm ready to go to bed, I'm like, that's my spot.
But Paula says it's because we like different temperatures at night. And this, so we're not sleeping under one blanket. If she gets too hot, she can take one blanket off and it's not going to affect me. And she says she sleeps better because we sleep like the Swedish.
How long have you guys been doing this?
I would say maybe a year.
Okay.
A year now.
I would say that Bryce and I have been also doing that for about a year. We have separate pillows. We have separate blankets that we use and like different thicknesses for like how hot we get at night. And I do think that it works way better than one big blanket, at least in my experience.
All right. 216-474-0104. What happens in your bedroom?
Oh.
What's going on in your bed right now? Have you ever heard of the Scandinavian sleep method?
And are you doing it without even knowing that you're doing it?
Yeah. Does it work for you? All of those different blankets in your bed and it's just chaos. 216-474-0104. It's Q104, Bill and Alyssa. Good morning. We were talking with Serena in Willowick. Serena, you said that flat sheets are necessary for life. What is a flat sheet? Serena?
Good morning.
Good morning.
What is a flat sheet?
The flat sheet is the one that comes in the set. That's not the fitted sheet, but the other one.
The top sheet.
It's just another word for top sheet.
Yeah, flat sheet, top sheet.
Okay.
Yep. I always use it. I also make the bed every single day, and I'll remake it while I'm in it if it gets too disheveled, because we have two dogs that share the bed. They sleep like rotisserie chickens, so I'll make the bed again while I'm, like, after I get up.
But
multiple times a night.
You say that the flat sheet, the top sheet, is essential.
Absolutely.
And my wife doesn't like it.
I don't want to just touch the comforter. That's weird.
I feel like every relationship has one partner that despises the flat sheet, the top sheet.
Is that right? Do you think it's that common?
I mean, that in my relationship, that's Bryce. He will go to war with that flat sheet every night, which is why I just stopped trying to put it on the bed because it would get so tangled.
Okay, so you don't even sleep with one.
No, then. I just stopped even putting it on there.
Yeah, it drives me crazy. Like my oldest son, Will, he does not sleep with a top sheet.
Mm-hmm.
But Drew does.
Yeah, I prefer a top sheet. It's just a battle that I lost. And a hill that I'm not willing to die on.
Yeah, I don't get that at all. 216-474-0104. That is how you can text the show or call the show anytime that you want. We have good vibes on the way this morning. If you want to share something that's going on in your world right now that puts a smile on your face, because we could use the extra smiles this morning. Good vibes are coming up. The Q Morning Show. Going to Shaker Heights this morning. Corinne has a good vibe. Corinne, good morning.
Good morning.
Please share with us.
Yes. So for me, my good vibe is I had just like the most perfect latte. It had like the best ratio espresso to milk to the foam. It was so good. Yeah. And I just can't stop thinking about it. It was perfect.
Let me guess. Were you at Seven Brew?
Yes.
How did I know?
It's such good coffee. Like incredible coffee.
It really is. And we have a partnership with them now, Corinne. I don't know if you're aware of that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So they sponsor our show now. And then every week we give away a $50 gift card to 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee, which you can sign up to win at Q104.com. And then once a month we draw a grand prize winner, and we could be coming to where you work and drop off $200 worth of 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee. So $200 worth of those lattes.
Oh my God, that would be like a dream for me.
Yeah, that's a lot of lattes.
Did you mean to say that?
I did.
Okay.
I did.
I was just checking.
It's a lot of lattes. I don't get to say that very often, so gotta take the chance when I can.
Thank you, Corinne. We're glad you discovered 7 Brew.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
You are on Q104 this morning. It's Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. So Sabrina Carpenter, her new album will drop, as Alyssa said, on August 29th. Sabrina unveiled the album cover yesterday. I reposted that on our Instagram if you want to look at it.
At the Q Morning Show.
Yes, thank you. So I believe that this album cover is intentionally supposed to be provocative. And the songs or the album's title is called Man's Best Friend. So it features Sabrina on all fours.
Mm-hmm.
She's wearing a little black dress, and there is a man who you can only see his legs and his hand in the album cover, and he's holding Sabrina's hair like a leash.
Yeah. I don't even know that I would call this provocative. Like, it almost...
Provocative.
It's a statement.
Provocative because I believe that Sabrina and her marketing team, I believe that they wanted us to have this conversation.
Yes, I believe that that was the intent. But I do have to say, I mean, yeah, I was kind of surprised that this is the album cover. Honestly, just because it doesn't, in my opinion, doesn't look like an album cover. The first one that I saw was the dog picture. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it has the collar.
It says Man's Best Friend on it.
Right.
To me, that looked more like an album cover. And if you go to, again, our Instagram story at the Q Morning Show, it's part of the post, Sabrina Carpenter's post, that's reposted on there if you just click through it. But I think that that looks more like an album cover than the first one.
So Sabrina, as you might imagine, is getting some criticism from fans and other observers who say that the picture looks degrading. The comments are that it perpetuates the male gaze and sexual dominance themes. But she is getting support as well. Some people are saying their interpretation is it's supposed to be satire. It's supposed to be social commentary on how women are objectified. We really don't know. I mean,
we have no idea.
We don't know what Sabrina was thinking.
I wish that I could just text my girl Sabrina and be like, hey girl, what's this about? But I, you know, we're just not on a first name basis yet. We're not that tight. I'm working on it.
I think the intent is for everyone to have their own interpretation and to be talking about it. I'm not, she can't be surprised that there's controversy surrounding it at all.
No, but I mean, that's art. Everybody's going to look at it differently.
And from my perspective, I don't like the album cover either. I don't necessarily know why, but I respect that it's her artistic choice.
Yeah.
And then I move on with my day.
Exactly.
Because there's more important things to worry about in the world right now. Isn't that right?
I think so.
One of those things, what's going on with Katie and Brenda right now? They are mom and daughter, and they need to hash something out this morning. They're going to join us in less than 15 minutes.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's on the Q Morning Show. Another beautiful morning. Thank you for being here with us. The Q Morning Show, Q104. It's Bill and Alyssa. Let's hash it out this morning. What is going on between Katie and her mom? There's only one way to find out. Katie, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
All right, so your mom is here. Your mom is Brenda. She will listen to everything that you have to say, and then she will respond in a second. We will try not to be too harsh or judgmental, depending on what you say. Go ahead, Kate. What's going on between you and your mom?
So I'm about 7 months pregnant with our first baby.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Husband and I were super excited, and he's currently actually in grad school. A lot of our income goes to paying his tuition, but we figure that we're going to need daycare and probably around 3 days a week as I'll go back to work. But the best and cheapest daycare is actually around $1,500 a month.
Oh, my gosh.
Ooh, wowza.
Yeah, and that's a lot.
You said the best and the cheapest, which means I'm sure that there's a place that fits your standards. However, it's probably expensive.
Right. We definitely have some standards, But I mean, even for us making as much as we do, that's a lot of money for us right now.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, that's like more than a one bedroom apartment.
Yeah.
How does your mom factor into all of this?
Well, about a year ago, I had a conversation with her and I told her we're trying to get pregnant. And she even expressed then that she wants to take an active role in our child's life because she doesn't see her other grandchildren a whole lot because my sister's out of town. She's in Kansas City and my brother's children, they live in Redding, California.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. So you guys are pretty spread out.
Yeah. But the problem is that she's denying that she originally said she'd do it for free.
Oh.
I mean, granted, my husband and I were going to give her money anyway.
How much does your mom want in order to watch your daughter after your daughter is born?
So now she wants $1,000 a month to do it.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And your mom like asked you, said, I will be happy to watch your daughter, but I need $1,000.
Yeah. I mean, she literally just asked me the other day if we're going to be paying her in a lump sum or if we're going to split it over the course of the 3 weeks.
A lump sum.
So your mom has put some thought into this. I can understand why that would be upsetting.
And a little alarming if you're not prepared.
Let's bring in Brenda. Brenda, good morning.
Good morning.
So, did you ask your daughter for $1,000 a month to watch your granddaughter?
Okay, we need to back up just a little bit. I think, and I'm not mad at Kate, but there has been a really huge communication breakdown here. I want to spend time with my grandchild. Of course, I want to help out when I can, but we never, ever talked about money. You guys offered to pay me. You guys offered to pay me to do this.
I mean, she literally said she would babysit for free.
Yeah, I said, you're right. I said I would babysit for free. This isn't babysitting. This is daycare.
But, you know, $1,000 a month, Mom.
Yeah, it's a lot of money, but that's a lot cheaper than if you put her in a daycare.
Yeah, but it's still more money than we wanted to pay. Like, you said that you were willing to help.
It's still, and $1,000 is still a discount for you. And you guys make really, really good money. You guys are doing okay.
I mean, even at that, can we, like, come down from $1,000, maybe $750.
Okay, listen, we can have that conversation, but I never ever said that I would just do it for free. I said I would babysit.
All right, Kate and Brenda, we're going to stop you right there. 216-474-0104. Obviously, there's been a failure to communicate at some point. Kate is ready to have her first baby. She's looking for daycare options. The cheapest daycare that she has found right now is $1,500 a month. Her mother has offered to watch her granddaughter for $1,000 a month. Kate was really taken aback by the fact that her mother is asking for that much money a month to watch her granddaughter. What are your thoughts on this? 216-474-0104. We will get into it next. The Q Morning Show. Throwback Thursday. The Q Morning Show. Q104. And we're in the middle of Hash It Out as well. We heard from Katie and Brenda. Katie is Brenda's daughter. Katie's pregnant and is going to deliver in the next few months. She's thinking about daycare and who's going to watch the kid when she goes back to work. And her husband is in grad school and he works. And she's been talking with her mom and her mom has expressed interest about helping. And that's what Katie thought it was. Katie thought it was her mom wanting to help. But now her mom is asking for $1,000 a month.
And it's not free, like Kate thought.
What are your thoughts on this? Kelly in Cleveland, good morning.
Good morning. I definitely see both sides. I think that she should know that if she does use her mom, I mean, A, she's saving money even with $1,000 because a nanny and daycare is more expensive than that. And two, she also then has the safety of knowing who her child is with. Mm. And that her child is safe at all times. So that's a huge pro to that. With $1,000, I mean, I don't know. I'd be a little upset if my mom wanted $1,000 a month. But I guess it all depends on my mom's financial situation and her financial situation. But at least giving her something is definite. I mean, making sure that she's got things for food and activities and stuff like that. So definitely something. But she definitely could benefit from using her mom, though, when it comes to the world we live in.
Thank you, Kelly. I appreciate you listening and calling in this morning. Hannah's at Akron. Good morning, Hannah.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. Now, you had a similar situation to Katie a while back. Is that right?
I did. So I had a baby. She's about 6 months now.
Oh, congrats.
Thank you. And I talked to my mom about babysitting because I was really skeptical about putting her in daycare at 3 months when I had to go back to work. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my mom never asked for money. I did offer it. She did deny it. And my parents, my dad is retired and my mom does not have a job. Mm-hmm. And I offered her money. She turned it down. But I can tell you that she was more excited to watch her grandbaby and come see her and spend time with her. And I don't know if it's just that's my mom, but she drove 45 minutes, watched my baby twice a week for the entire month of March.
Wow.
And she was just happy to spend time with the child because my brother has 4 kids. And she didn't really get to spend that quality time that she has with my baby.
Did you eventually give your mom money, Hannah?
She would not take any.
She still would not take it.
Yeah, wouldn't take it.
There's ways to give your mom money, isn't there?
You can just leave it behind in like different drawers.
Put it. Yeah, I've tried that with my mom before. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah, it doesn't always, but sometimes it does.
Dara is listening to us in Seven Hills. Dara, good morning.
Hi.
What are your thoughts on this? You were siding with Brenda. You saw Brenda's side to all this, where she should expect some compensation to watch, even if it's her granddaughter.
I completely understand. I have my own child. She's about to be 2 soon. And the amount of care that an infant requires, especially, you know, an infant that may have colic or doesn't sleep well, $1,000 a month is not terrible. I know it's your mom and I totally understand that, but $1,000 a month for an actual infant is not terrible. Now, $1,000 a month for maybe like a 4-year-old who doesn't require as much, that's a little bit different, but $1,000 a month is not that bad. And also, I did want to chime in about the $1,500 a month for an infant. I absolutely believe that when it comes to daycare. However, I don't pay nearly as much for that for my own child because there are some standards, but maybe that person to be looking into these larger daycare centers that require cameras and all this stuff. I've personally sent my child to daycare at an in-home that was absolutely amazing. Mm-hmm. So maybe they might want to adjust their expectations or standards for their price point. But $1,000 a month for an actual baby to come to your home instead of sending them to somebody else is really not that bad.
I had both of my sons in daycare, and they were there, I think, probably 3 to 6 months after they were born.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Because Paula was working, I was working.
So you know a little something about this.
Well, the one thing about daycare, because it's daycare, but it's also preschool. And the work that they put in, that those workers put in to teach my sons the alphabet and their colors and everything that they needed to know before getting to kindergarten was invaluable.
Yeah.
So I realize that the expense for $1,500 a month is, I realize that that's a lot right now. Maybe shop around a little bit more. Maybe find another great facility that's less than $1,500 a month. But as far as the grandmother, well, I think that Brenda probably should be compensated. I understand that $1,000 a month is probably a lot.
That might be a little steep, but I do think that there is a way for them to work this out in a way that's going to make sense for both of them, because it sounds like, you know, Kate, obviously, she would be getting childcare out of it.
Yeah.
Brenda would get to have a closer relationship with her grandbaby, which she doesn't seem to have with her other grandbabies. It would be a win-win on both sides. I think they just got to talk about it a little more.
It's just weird. It's weird negotiating with your mother,
I think.
Like, you're talking about money with your mom, and I think that that's where it's very delicate.
Yeah.
Anything further?
Sticky.
216-474-0104. The Q Morning Show. Kelly in Concord. Hello and good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for listening to us. We're going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge, a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. The rules: if you get more questions correct than Alyssa, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, unfortunately, Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. I have your 5 questions ready, Kelly. Are you ready?
Yes.
Question 1. One of their flavors of their tortilla chip is Cool Ranch?
Doritos.
Question two. Man, I Feel Like a Woman was a big hit song for what artist?
Shania Twain.
Question three. Good to the Last Drop is the slogan for what instant coffee?
Is it Folgers?
Question four. What was the TV show in the late 90s, early 2000s that starred James Vanderbeek?
Oh, that's... Oh, I can see him in my my brain. Is it Gilmore Girls? It's not Gilmore Girls.
At least I was able to make you picture James Vanderbeek in your head this morning. That's a win. Question five. What is the only letter that doesn't appear in any of our U.S. states?
Q.
All right, Kelly. Let's get Alyssa back in the studio. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? All right, Kelly, let me count you up here. I have you down for three. Three correct today. Is that pretty much how you thought you did?
Yeah.
You don't sound happy. You don't sound thrilled with your performance.
Question four is not right, and I can't think of it.
That's okay. Perhaps Alyssa will not either. She is back. It's Kelly in Concord.
Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning, Alyssa.
You can hear Kelly beating herself up a little bit.
I can. How'd she do?
3 out of 5.
Kelly, why are you beating yourself up? Come on, that ain't bad.
I know question four, but I don't know it.
It happens to the best of us. It happens to me daily, if it makes you feel any better.
True. I listen.
So let's see what happens. Question number one, Alyssa. One of the flavors of their tortilla chip is Cool Ranch.
Doritos.
Man, I Feel Like a Woman was a big hit song for what artist?
Shania Twain.
Good to the Last Drop is the slogan for what instant coffee?
Maxwell House.
Wow.
That was a wild guess, honestly. I'm not even a coffee person, so.
Question four. What was the TV show in the late 90s, early 2000s that starred James Vanderbeek?
Dawson's Creek.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
I know,
that's,
Kelly.
That's what it is.
That's what it is. That was the one.
That hurts, Kelly.
Sorry.
I know it hurts. Final question. What is the only letter that doesn't appear in any of our U.S. states?
I'm going to say Z, I think.
Arizona.
Oh! I always forget about Arizona. Sorry, Bill.
Kelly was right there with Arizona.
She was. She was. And that was my neighboring state for nearly a decade, and I didn't remember it.
The correct answer is Q. Kelly knew that one.
Good job, Kelly. Good job.
Thanks.
Unfortunately, Kelly only got 3 right today, and Alyssa got 4.
You know what, Bill? We don't need to talk about that. Let's get to the good stuff. What do we got for Kelly?
Oh, you mean the prizes?
Yeah. Let's get to that.
Kelly, we have movie passes for you. Go see a summer blockbuster on us at Great Northern Phoenix Theaters.
Will do. That's about an hour drive, but that's all right.
It just gets worse and worse for Kelly.
One side of town to the other.
Kelly, we're trying to make your day better. We're doing our best.
Oh, you will. It'll be my first movie in like a decade, too. My name is Kelly from Concord. And I just flunked out Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
You're on Q104.
When I met you in the summer, to my heartbeat sound.
Get some summertime music in here.
We fell in love.
So what do you do when you want to go swimming? You don't have a pass to the rec center. You can't use their pool. You don't have a pool in your backyard.
Well, if you listen to the latest episode of our bonus podcast, Can't Read, Can't Write, you'll find out that I just snuck into pools all the time. But if you don't want to sneak into pools, we have a much better solution.
Yeah, we don't recommend sneaking into where you want to go. Kim from Parma is here to tell us about Swimply. Now, she's not the inventor of Swimply. She's actually just used the app. She has rented somebody's pool before. Kim, good morning.
Hi.
Kim, you have used the Swimply app before?
Yes, I have.
Okay, how many times have you used it?
Just once.
One time. Can you tell us about your Swimply experience?
Yeah, we're dying to know.
Okay.
So you rented out somebody's pool.
Yes. Me and my friend, Stacy, rented out a pool nearby us. I'll say the pool was beautiful. Like, it was heated. It was a large pool. It had a slide, a diving board, a little picnic area, a hot tub.
Nice.
So, yeah, it was really nice. I mean, everything on the pool was excellent. The only thing that was a little weird was when we pulled up, the person apparently, like, is into those really large Halloween displays that are like the massive skeletons and massive werewolves. And, like, even though it's summertime, I mean, obviously he probably has nowhere to store them. So they were kind of just like all positioned by the pool gate. Oh, so it looked like you're kind of going into a horror movie. And I was like, I'm the one that picked this place. And I was like, oh my God, my friend Chase is going to kill me.
Did you have kids with you?
Not yet. They joined us after.
Okay. And they thought they were entering a haunted house, the haunted pool?
Yeah. And then, like, it said, like, we made sure we had one that had, like, a bathroom on premise. And then, you know, the gentleman that lived there, like, he kind of came out, but he didn't really talk to us.
Oh.
So it was a little creepy.
He was there the entire time.
So I guess so. Like, we saw him a little bit, and then we finally decided, like, we had to go use the restroom, and we're like, where the heck is it? So I was, like, texting him, and he was like, it's upstairs.
Oh my gosh, that's so weird.
It was very weird. We had to, like, go upstairs, and we were so scared. Like, are we going upstairs, and this guy's going to just jump out of a bedroom? And, like,
and he's wearing, like, a Jason mask?
Yes, we were very scared. We literally, like, ran up the stairs. We both stayed in the bathroom together and then hurried up and went and ran back down so that.
What an experience this sounds like.
How long did you rent his pool for?
Maybe like 3 or 4 hours.
Whoa, that's a long time. And it's something like 50 or 75 bucks an hour, right?
Yeah. I feel like, it was something like that. I feel like we kind of maybe spent, maybe it was less than, maybe it was like 2 or 3 hours. Maybe that was what it was. But
gotcha.
Yeah, so, I mean, but it was really nice, like, outside of all of that.
Yeah.
It was really nice, and it was a really hot day, and we had nothing to do, and it was close by us. And my daughter and her friend joined us, and, you know, we had a little bit of food and some beverages on this little picnic table he had there, and we used the hot tub, and the girls came and, you know, they went down the slide, jumped off the diving board, and the pool portion was really cool. It was just the getting there that was, like, really creepy.
You answered some of our major questions. Like, our first question was, when you book a pool, when you rent somebody's pool off of Swimply, are they home when you use their house?
I didn't even consider the bathroom situation.
That was my second question, and you answered it. It's like, what happens when you have to go to the bathroom?
Yeah, and you have to look. Some will say, like, bathroom or no bathroom available. And I'm always like, why am I going to get no bathroom available? You're just saying I can pee in your pool. Like, why would anybody want that?
Yeah, you're just opening that invitation.
Exactly. So I always look for bathroom.
I do have one more question, just because I know that if I was renting someone's pool, I would have this feeling. Did you kind of feel like you were doing something that, like, you shouldn't be? Like, trespassing in his backyard?
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit does feel that way, you know, like, and especially when we went in the bathroom, it was like, are we going to the spots we're supposed to do? I mean, it literally felt like you're kind of breaking this person's house and just, like, going to figure out where you're going. And
yeah.
Like, oh my God, what are we going to go up and find in this bathroom?
Well, thank you, Kim, for sharing your Swimply experience. Would you do it again? Would you rent somebody else's pool?
You know what? I would.
You would do it.
With that experience, I would do it. It was nice. It was nice the afternoon. I mean, even though it was a little creepy, I mean, we didn't really see the person much after that. And it was kind of a nice afternoon for a couple hours, you know, and then just get out of there and move on to your rest of your day. It was, you know, it was nice. So.
I mean, hey, the more that we utilize it, the more normal it will become. Look, we use Uber all the time. And what did we learn growing up? Don't get into strangers' cars. Now we do it on the daily.
Yeah, and same thing with Airbnbs, you know, you're staying in somebody's house, so why not use their pool?
Thank you, Kim, for letting us know about Swimply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. see the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Sure. Have a great one.
You've got Q104, the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. Good to have you here with us. So it was yesterday on the show, we were talking to Abby in Menor, and she was on for Hash It Out, and she was, or not Hash It Out, Am I the Bleep Hole?
She was, yeah, she was the one that had got the dress for a wedding that she's attending, and her husband said it looked white, she thought it was yellow, it was a whole thing, but she was saying that she ordered, like, what was it, like six dresses?
Six dresses. She ordered six of the same dress.
No, I don't think she ordered six of the same dress.
Oh, I thought that's what she said.
No! She ordered six different dresses to try on.
Oh, to try on. Well, okay, same thing.
But with the intention of only keeping maybe one or two.
That blows my mind. I can't online shop like that.
You've never done that?
No.
Well, because when you're buying something online, it's not like you can try it on.
I understand, but that's, to me, that's the risk you take when you buy something online.
So you're not going to get backups and then just return what doesn't work?
Oh, God, no. No. That to me sounds like disaster. I'd be afraid to do it because I'd be afraid, like, I'd forget to send it back or something like that. And then you're paying so much money just for one shirt. Like, let's say I just buy a T-shirt. Like, I would never buy seven T-shirts to say, well, okay, well, do I like this one better? Or does this one fit better? Or should I get the large or the extra large?
I don't think it's like, it's not really so much like a T-shirt thing, but like think of like dress clothes or like for women, like dresses, because I definitely like my wedding, for instance, we got married in Vegas and I bought, I want to say like three or four different like white party dresses online because I just wasn't sure which one I wanted to wear out the night after we got married. And I only ended up keeping one and I returned the rest.
Okay. So how much does a dress cost? On average.
I mean, okay, so those ones say $50 a piece.
$50 a dress.
Sure, yeah.
Okay. And you want to buy like five or six.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you're dropping a couple of $100.
Yes, that is the bad part. Yes, you are going to be out some money for a couple of weeks until you figure out which one you're keeping, and then you return the ones that don't work, and then your card gets credited.
That makes me so nervous because it feels like something could go wrong, like something doesn't get returned and they don't put the money back into your account and you just spend all this money.
Well, but you have to pay attention. Like, I always look for that email and wait for it to say like, hey, this went through, or like I'll check my bank statement to see did I get my credit back. And if not, you better believe I'm on the phone. Or actually, not even really on the phone. Most of the time, sending an email gets the job done.
And this is easier. People prefer this than to go to a store and try on an outfit. Like, this is better.
I don't think that I would prefer it. But I will say, like, as a female shopping, I have tried to get dresses, like, in stores. The problem that I run into is that I can't find my size. I can't find anything that works. And then I see stuff online that I'm like, see, that's exactly what I want, but I can't find it. So I buy it online and always end up getting backups just in case.
This would freak me out. I texted Paula. I said, would you ever order multiple items of something in case it didn't fit, like five dresses and return four? She's like, yep, I've done that with Amazon.
Yeah,
free shipping and free returns. I'm like, oh,
it's the easiest with Amazon for sure, because you can just like drop it off and it's like one and done. It gets a little more complicated when it's like a different site, but maybe it is just like a female thing. I don't know.
216-474-0104. Do you do this? Do you order multiple items of the same thing or of the same, whatever you're trying to buy, like as a dress or a blouse or pants, slacks?
Yeah. And
women wear slacks.
You don't know how, do they?
Pantsuit.
Yeah, sometimes they do. It's true.
216-474-0104. Is your SO annoyed when you do this? Did anything go wrong? Did you?
That's what I want to know. Did you forget? And how much money were you out of?
How many items would you order at one time? Like, are we talking double digits? Does it ever get to be double digits?
I haven't gotten there yet.
So much anxiety just thinking about that. 216-474-0104, the Q Morning Show. Throwback Thursday on Q104. You've got the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. We're talking about online shopping. I don't know why I have such an issue with the way certain people online shop. And now I include my wife in the conversation about buying multiple items just so you can try something on for fit. And then you're sending things back. But my issue is just spending all the money up front.
The lump sum. The crazy thing to me is that Paula does this and you didn't even know.
Well, that's because I'm not allowed to look at our accounts.
Yeah, she's in charge of all that.
I don't even know. Like, if I needed to go find a bank statement, I don't
even... Would you not be able to?
I don't have access to that information. I don't know how to do it. Natalie in Fairview Park, good morning. Natalie, good morning. Hello, Natalie.
Oh.
In Fairview Park, are you still there? I can see that she's there, but maybe she put us on mute. Natalie? All right, we're going to have to move on then. Let's see. Lauren in Chesterland. Lauren, good morning. Lauren, hello?
Hello.
There we go.
Hey,
I thought
it's
it
working.
Was us.
It like went away for a little bit and then just came back on.
Oh, maybe our phone system maybe had a little glitch.
Yeah, maybe it is us.
All right.
Either that or Natalie chickened out because this is nerve-wracking.
What's nerve-wracking?
I don't know. I'm talking with you guys, I guess.
Why?
I don't know. I just think it's because I listen to you every morning, so it's kind of weird.
Oh,
I get that.
I would think that would make it easier.
Maybe.
To talk to us because you know so much about us. We don't know much about you. So tell us about your online shopping habits. Are you calling about you or is there somebody else that you wanted to talk about?
Well, I initially talked about my mother-in-law because when my husband and I got married, she had 13 dresses all over her bed, and she walked me in there, had them all laid out nicely, and told me to pick which one I liked because she couldn't decide. I told her she had way too many options to pick from.
She bought 13 dresses online, and just so you could pick one.
Well, I do this too. Maybe not 13, but they just go on your credit card, and if you try it on and return it before it's due, well, then it's all the better. It didn't even happen.
I think you just sent chills down Bill's spine when you said you just put it on the credit card. He just went, ugh.
That's okay. My husband follows me around, and did you try that on yet? Did you return it yet?
Yeah.
Did you get it there to the store? Okay.
Someone needs to be diligent about that. What about your father-in-law? I mean, does he know about the 13 dresses?
Yeah, I think he just shook his head. But yes, this was a few years ago now, but yeah, he knew about it.
Yeah, I mean, I've never gone as far as 13, but like, hey, if you can do it, I guess up your options. I don't know.
No, it's so scary to me. But you still swear by online shopping. You still say this is good. This is the way to go, Alyssa.
Yes. Okay. So I just remembered it while we were in the music. A big reason why I end up online shopping rather than in store and being able to try stuff on is because I can find coupon codes online. There are always running sales all the time on websites. So usually the items that I'm buying, and there's typically free shipping, it ends up actually being cheaper to buy it online than it is to go to a store. Like, for instance, a PacSun. I don't know. I could go and I could try stuff on and buy it in the store, or mm-hmm. I could get it online for free shipping and 20% off.
Right, but are you really saving money if you buy 13 of them?
Well, if you return them, and you can return them then in store. So it does. I do that a lot too. I'll order online and return in store.
And they're fine with that?
Yeah. They're totally fine with that.
Oh, I wouldn't be fine with that.
Well, good thing you don't work retail, Bill.
Well, yeah, I'd be standing behind that counter. I'd be like, what, you didn't even buy this here?
On a power trip.
You bought this online? Return it online. Don't waste my time.
No.
Why are you even here?
Bought it online with your store.
Get out of my store.
Oh, man, you would never last in the mall.
Tiffany in Cleveland is here. Tiffany, good morning.
Good morning.
You are next to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. 5 questions, and if you answer them and get more right than Alyssa, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins if it is a tie. Unfortunately, Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready to play this game, Tiffany?
Yes.
Question number 1. Generally, humans can survive only 3 days without what?
Water.
Question 2. Ottawa is the capital of what country?
I don't know that.
Let's move on to question 3. If I remove the silk and the husk from this food, what am I about to eat?
Corn.
Can you be more specific?
Corn on the top.
Question 4. There is a report that Katy Perry and her fiance are in a bit of a rough patch at the moment. Who is her fiance?
I don't know that.
Final question. In the final episode of The Sopranos, what song was playing at the end of the episode?
I don't watch The Sopranos.
Oh no. It's okay. It's okay. I'm not sure if Alyssa watched that show either. Let's get her back in the studio. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? Let's see. I have you down for 2 correct today, Tiffany. 2 correct.
Yes.
All right. Alyssa is making her way back into the studio. She's back in her chair. The headphones are on. It's Tiffany in Cleveland, Alyssa.
Hello, Tiffany.
Hi. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Doing good. Thank you.
Tiffany did okay. She had 2 correct out of 5.
Okay.
So in order to beat her today, Alyssa, you need 3 correct. Only 2 to tie. Let's see how you do.
All right, let's hit it.
Question number 1. Generally, humans can survive only 3 days without what?
Water.
Ottawa is the capital of what country?
Canada.
Question 3. If I remove the silk and the husk from this food, what am I about to eat?
Silk and the husk? I have no idea.
Really?
The silk and the husk? From something that you eat?
You grew up in Brunswick?
Oh, corn! It's corn!
I need you to be more specific.
On the cob.
How did you work that out?
It's cone! A big of nubs! It's got the juice! It's got the juice!
How did you go from no idea to getting it, though?
Because I had to stop thinking in terms of animals. And then once I did that and was like, oh, it's not a living thing, figured it out. Got there. Sometimes I just need a second.
That doesn't make me happy. Question 4. There is a report that Katy Perry and her fiance are in a bit of a rough patch at the moment. Who is Katy Perry's fiance?
Orlando Bloom.
You learn something new every day.
Final question. In the final episode of The Sopranos, what song was playing at the end of the episode?
Well, I don't know this one, So let's just go with a ringer. Let's don't you forget about me. That'd be kind of iconic if they used like the Breakfast Club ending, right?
I thought you were going to get it for a second. You're not far off with your logic. It was Don't Stop Believing from
Are you serious?
Journey.
How unserious. Wow.
But I thought that's rather iconic. I mean, radio stations added that song back to their playlists after the finale of that episode. I thought you might have just known the pop culture relevance to that.
Mm-mm. No, I mean, honestly, don't stop believing to me. That does not feel like a Sopranos thing. That feels like a I'm at a wedding at the end of the night and everyone is hammered thing.
But I think the Sopranos kind of got everybody back into that song. I think that's what did it. I believe the Sopranos was the gateway to that song becoming popular again. Yes, I really believe that. Yeah.
I'm not disagreeing. I didn't watch the Sopranos, but the timeline adds.
Anywho, Tiffany, final score today. Alyssa got 4. Tiffany only got the 2. Unfortunately, Alyssa wins today. Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Sorry, Tiffany.
That's okay. You guys are hilarious. I had fun.
Oh, that's all that matters. And I'm sorry, Bill, because I think that you actually are a little more upset about this than Tiffany is.
Yeah, you were annoying today. Tiffany, we'd love to give you some movie passes, though. Would you like those? We'll give you some.
Sure. Thanks. Thank you. My name is Tiffany, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.